So what do you think? National Day of Prayer, right? A day when everybody in the whole blooming country that has any kind of connection with any kind of spiritual deity can submit into the deity, submit their lives themselves into the deity, and ask for divine forgiveness. Do you think that America is capable of that? A national holiday, a particular time when we can stop hating one another. You know, I was on the way to lunch today, this Sunday, and I was looking at the news, and it's strange things going on in this country. People asking people for the keys to get into the building, and who are you, and who are you coming to visit, and white people standing out, black men talking with these white women. I wouldn't tell them anything. If I were going into a building to see a friend of mine, even if I didn't have a key, but was let in, do I have to stop and give the average citizen in the building my direction permit? No, the answer is no. I'm seeing young black guys trying to give explanation to crazy people. This is the craziest stuff I ever thought of. I'm going to call the police because you don't have a key to be in the building and stuff like that. Then when you look at the weather damage, you look at that Panama City thing, that resort town, totally wiped out, wiped off the face of the map. I heard a couple of news clippings that a little looting is taking place because people are desperate for food. They're desperate for stuff, especially the ones that hunkered down during the storm. Needless to say, the Kanye West fiasco, everybody's weighing in, having something to say, or should I say to take away from the argument. So we got all these things that we have to deal with, and then we got the racial hatred and all that kind of stuff, and I just think that it would be befitting if someone, some network, somebody would come out. Stop it, Hardcore. You're just trying to get a little snippet of my lunch, and I don't have any more. I mean, if somebody would come out and say, you know, enough is enough. You know, the ones on the left, the one on the right, the one in the middle, the one that's uptight. You know, I was thinking about it. And if we did cry out to God for mercy, would he hear us? We Americans. I went to Little Belize, a restaurant in Inglewood, California. Delicious Belizean food. They had a little group there playing music. And it surprised me. They said, let's remember the people back on the east that lost everything in that storm. And they start singing a Christian song that I used to sing in church for years. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? We need to take time and enjoy ourselves, enjoy one another. And that's what I'm going to do this afternoon. I'm going to put on some glad rags, go in the bathroom, shave up, and clean myself up. And I'm going to go out this afternoon to meet a few friends of mine, sit around and talk, drink a glass of wine. That's all, one glass. And enjoy myself amongst friends for a couple of hours. I already got a phone call to join the extravaganza, and I'm going to do it because I absolutely have nothing else on my agenda to do, and I could not think of a better way to spend my Sunday afternoon. What do you think? Do you think that prayer for this country would help? Or do you think that God is really finished with us? That it wouldn't do any good to pray because we are so messed up, and I mean to the maximum, that no deity would hear us. I can't believe that I just heard myself say that. But I pray, and I haven't prayed in a long time for the country, because I personally think that God has turned his back on America. I mean, the hate that's spewing from us. Mario told me today at lunch, he said, you ought to stop listening to the news and listening to and looking at video clips like that. I said, no, man, I have to pick up, the temperature of where our society is today. And my goodness, it is no wonder that the millennials have no desire to live beyond 30 years old. Because they're saying, how can we sustain ourselves in the face of this? I don't think Kanye did anything wrong. He believes in his heart what he believes. And if you are in front of Trump, you're going to tell him what you believe. And if you have a negative belief, you probably wouldn't be sitting in front of him. Most of the people that are angry at Kanye are angry because he can get an audience with the president. And I've never been to the White House. I've never been in the front doors, let alone going, what? I wouldn't even know how that works. There are many people born and raised in this country, never spent a day in the White House, in the Oval Office, talking with the chief of staff. It's amazing. I'm proud of Kanye in many ways. And in other ways, I just said, brother, you're going to be all right. Just keep on living, knowing that human beings are going to have their opinion about you. See, I was once in the popular limelight. I know what it is to be popular. It only lasts for a second or two, and then it's gone. So if you seek in the limelight and you want to relish in that, know that the people are only going to love you for a minute. And after that minute, you are basically on your own. Good night, Isom. Because people are a selfish lot. I just had a great meal, and I thank my son Mario for it, because I really don't get a chance to go out and eat the way I want to eat these days, and I need to do that more often to keep my body strong. And I feel the strength coming back in my body, so I'm going to go out and enjoy myself for a few hours. Not going to spend too much time in the studio, but what do you think? If you think that we need to pray for our country, why don't you start with where you are? Ask God to have mercy on us. I was talking with a friend of mine this morning before I turned these mics off, and I was telling him, I said, man, you know what? You got to think about the kind of bombardment that's going to happen if society takes a leap into the abyss from the western part of the country. What God might do to us here in the Southern California coast of the Western Pacific Oceans, because we've ticked God off too. I think our entire country has. We flip God the bird, basically. And I don't think there's any retrieving of our society. The only thing that I would pray for you is that you would try to keep a safe place handy to be when that judgment comes. Because when it comes, and I think you saw it once you looked at this hurricane, it took everything away. Everything. I mean, if the people had jewelry, if the people had anything in their house, somebody gonna find that, because it's blown from hither to thither. Man, I looked at some of those pictures, and you know where they put the drone out over there at Panama City. And man, you can't find anything in the bedrooms upstairs. Everything's gone. Just woof, took the roof off and swept through every room, upstairs, downstairs, cleaned the house out. It is as if the hand of God slapped and tore up everything. And now I hear that we decent American citizens are stooping to the level of carnage and riotous behavior. Well, I'll get back with you in a few days. Those are my thoughts right now. What do you think?